first and foremost, since 2008, 2009, all but about 30 to 40 public school districts in New York State receive less state aid than they did in 2008, 2009. So that's pretty significant, particularly when you take into effect that expenses, you know, for all of us, has certainly gone up over 5 or 6 years' time. In addition to this, the state, given its fiscal situation, has not been able to fulfill obligations that it made to school districts. First was actually a court-ordered obligation based on a court ruling in 2006, which called the state out for inequitable distribution of state aid in New York State. New York State is one of the least equitable in terms of how it distributes state aid to those children, schools, and communities that really need it the most. The state came up with something in 2008 called the Foundation Aid Formula, which was a way to put money in to address what the courts had ruled on, and hopefully get schools back to where they should be with regard to the funding that they were that they're constitutionally entitled to receive. What happened, unfortunately, was that the state ceased that effort after 1 year. It was supposed to be a four-year effort to bring states back back up to where they needed to be. The state discontinued that effort after 1 year. And have not gone back to fulfilling that obligation since. On top of all of that, in 2010, in the last year of Governor Patterson's administration, the governor was facing a $10 billion state budget deficit, and one way of trying to close that was to develop a fiscal gimmick known as the Gap Elimination Adjustment. What the gap elimination adjustment did was that it deducted right off of the top on school aid sent to every district in New York State a percentage of what they were entitled to receive. This has been in place for 4 years, and over that 4 years, school districts across New York State have lost well over $8 billion in state aid that they were entitled legally to receive. Boiling that down to a local level, here in Onondaga County alone, our 20-some-odd school districts in Onondaga County did not receive $270 million in state aid they were entitled to receive. The question that we're asking our folks to ask, and particularly to discuss with their legislators, is, you know, what could this county have done? What could our schools have done with $270 million that we were entitled to receive but didn't receive? For sure, many districts wouldn't have had to lay off as many teachers and staff as they did. Many districts wouldn't have had to cut or curtail the programmings that they did. And in many instances, because that revenue needed to be made up, districts had to go back to their taxpayers. And in all likelihood, many districts would not have had to ask their taxpayers to pick up most of that burden. So that really, in a nutshell, are the serious issues that we're facing again this year, but would really represent five consecutive years of really, really dire fiscal concerns for our schools.